Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in. I invite you to come on in. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Everybody, welcome to Faith on the Line. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I'm your humble host, Property Safety, sitting in for Property Space. Tonight, I will be leading you in prayer. If you're listening under the sound of my voice and you know that you need prayer, it's not too late. The number is 347-426-3782. Again, the number is 347-426-3782. But if you're listening to one of the new platforms that this ministry has become a part of and you're unable to get to the phone, please just receive. But for those of you that can get to the phone lines and you know you need prayer, jump on the phone lines. Tonight, my assignment from the Lord is to read Psalms 91 and then pray Psalms 91 over each and every one of you. Let's begin. Whoever dwells in the shadow of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the foul snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, nor to come near you, will come near your tent. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not scratch your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him. For he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I read in your hearing Psalms 91, verses 1 through 16, which is the entire thing. And it was coming from the NIV. That's Psalms 91, verses 1 through 16 from the NIV. Now let's pray it. Father God, I thank you, God, for each and every person, God, that's listening under the sound of my voice, God. I don't care if they're listening now or to the replay, Lord God, prayer, God. But I thank you for them on tonight, God, that you got their house covered, God, that they have put themselves in your presence, God, and that you're covering them, Lord God, that no disaster, no harm, no danger, no pestilence, Lord God, will come near them, God. The plague that has taken over the country, God, will not come near them, God, because you said that you got them covered, that you will keep them, Lord God, because they have made you their dwelling place, because they have made you their God. Everything about them is covered, God. Yes, they will see the punishment of the wicked, because punishment for the wicked is coming, because this is a plague that has come upon the land, God. And yes, we will see many things, God, but you promised that it will not come near us, God. Therefore, we decree and declare that we will not fear, God. You told us in Psalms 91 to not fear. God, you told us to not fear. Whether it's a person, place, or thing, God, we decree and declare that we will not fear. Whether it's a person, God, that's spewing evil, God, or a place, God, that's bringing forth evil, Lord God, or a thing, God, whatever it is, God, we will not fear. We decree and declare over our own lives on tonight, God, that we will not fear, God, that but we will live long lives, God, because we are satisfied in you. Lord God, we will live long lives, God, because we're satisfied in you, God. We will see your salvation in the land of the living, God. We thank you how you're going to move upon our lives, God, even in the midst of this situation that we find ourselves in, God, because Psalms 91 says that you will be with us in trouble, God. And boy, do we need you now, God, because this country is in trouble, God. Not only this country, God, but abroad, God. They need you, God, because we are all in trouble, God. But you promised in Psalms 91 to deliver us, God. If we put you first and keep you first and get under your covering, God, and come to you, Lord God, and ask you, God, to protect us, to keep us, God, that you would do it, God. And we thank you, God, for covering our houses, Lord God. You know each and every phone number on the line, God. You know each and every address, God. I thank you for covering them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I see blood Blood covering the houses, God, the blood of Jesus, God. Every house, God, that's represented on the phone lines, every house that's represented on the podcast, every house that's represented on the new platforms, oh God, on the new platforms, on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, every house that's represented, God, I thank you for covering, God. I thank you for keeping, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we shall not fear, God. We shall not be worried about the plague, God. We shall not be worried about what they're saying on the news, God, because you already told us, God, that you are our protection plan. God, we thank you that we got insurance with you, God, that we got a lifetime insurance with you, God, covered for life under your protection, God. We thank you, God, that nothing can get at us, God. The only way it can get to us, God, if we let it, God. If we let it worry us, God, if we let it stress us, we let it bother us, God. Of course, we pray for those, God, that have lost loved ones in the midst of this situation. Of course, we pray for them, God. We ask that you strengthen them and keep them, God. But it will not come to their house again, God. It will not touch them again, God. We thank you, God, that you're keeping them even in spite of, God. And I thank you that after all of this, God, that something is going to come out of it, God, that you're going to get your glory. And the wicked will be punished for what they have done, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for moving like only you can do. In this season, in this time, Lord God, even though your people are quarantined and the church is shut down, God, I thank you that this is a time that we can get in, we can get under your protection, God, that we can personally get in your presence, Lord God, for ourselves. In Psalms 91, you just want us in your presence, God. And I thank you all tonight that you're teaching us how to do that each and every day, Lord God. Each and every day in this season, it's about getting in your presence. It's about getting to know you. It's about repenting of the things that we know that we've done wrong, even the things that we don't know about, God, so that you can get your glory, Lord God, so that you can get the attention that you deserve, Lord God. I thank you that souls are coming to you in this season, Lord God, and they too will be up under your protection, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the enemy seeks to take them out. He continues to try to take them out. Somebody, you got a loved one that the enemy is constantly picking it. But I decree and declare that they will come up under the Lord's protection in this season, God, in this season, and they will be part of Psalms 91. They will be covered as well. Nobody will be lost. I thank you, Lord God, that we will not fear because we already know that none will be lost, God. It is your desire that none should perish, Lord God. And this is our golden opportunity, Lord God, to be witnesses for you, God, that we can speak out and tell people that even in a plague, even in what they're calling a pandemic, God, you kept us, God. You kept us going, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. When things came against our house, Lord God, you still kept us, Lord God. When arguments developed in the house, Lord God, because we quarantined together. Let's be real. We quarantined together. You still kept us, Lord God. The family is not divided. The money didn't run out, God. We're still in good health, Lord God. You're keeping us, God, because of the protection plan that we are under, God. And we give you praise for how you're keeping and covering on tonight, God. No fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. Because you have not given us the spirit of fear, God. But we call upon what you have given us, which is love, power, and a sound mind. Each of us under the sound of our voice, we will continue to have a sound mind. The enemy will not win in this season and no other season because you got us. You got us covered. We thank you for including Psalms 91 in your book. We stand up on the volume of your book, upon the Holy Bible, and we trust what you have said to us. Not CNN, not ABC, not NBC, but we trust you. We believe you, and therefore we cover. Somebody, if you believe that you're covered, receive the prayer on tonight. Receive the prayer on tonight. You don't have to fear. Turn that TV off. If all it's doing is creating fear in you, turn that TV off. Because you, and get in his presence. Because in his presence, it's fullness of joy. Somebody, you can still have joy even in the midst of this situation. You can still have joy because Psalm 16, verse 11, talks about there being fullness of joy in his presence and pledges forevermore. Pledges forevermore. Therefore, we give you glory being in your presence. We give you glory tonight, God, for your angels that you have watching over us. And God, we give you glory We give you glory for being our refuge. We give you glory, God, that you're going to punish the wicked, that this story is not over. It's just beginning. The wicked will be punished, and we will see it with our eyes because you put it right there in Psalms 91 for us to see that you will punish the wicked, and we will see it with our eyes. So they think they're getting away. They're not. And you said in your word tonight that the plague will not destroy us, even though it does some destroying at midday. It will not touch us. And we can't help but give you glory for that. What an awesome God we serve. If you know that he's awesome, even if you have been fearing, and you know God is awesome, it's time to shake that fear off and give him the glory that he deserves. Give him the glory, family. Give him the glory. In the name of Jesus, tonight, if that was your word, your prayer that you needed to shake off that fear and go on in God. Stay in his presence. Stay in his presence. That's what Psalms 91 is talking about. And I like the first verse because it says, whoever dwells. That means God is not choice. He is not choice. He's not prejudiced. He's not racist. Whatever your race, it don't matter. You can still dwell under the shadow of the Most High, which is God. You can still dwell in his presence, whoever. Whoever, that means whoever, just what it says. If you're somebody and everybody is somebody up under the sound of my voice, meaning you got a name, you got a name, you're somebody, you're a part of whoever, if you want to be. And God wants to cover you and keep you. You do not have to fear. You can just go on and shake it off and receive this word on tonight. With that being said, under the sound of my voice, right now on Blog Talk Radio, if you made your way to Blog Talk Radio and you know you need prayer, just go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Press the 1 on your phone, and here's the phone rules for tonight. Press 1 on your phone. Get your prayer request in your head. Let it be something other than what was just prayed and prophesied about, because you should receive your protection from the Lord by faith. You're already covered. So if you have a prayer request that's unrelated to that, but about something else, go and press 1 on your phone. Please wait until you hear me say hello and properly greet you before you begin to talk. That way, not only will God hear your prayer request, but I will hear it and properly proceed. But I'm going to give one announcement, and then I'm coming to the phone. Please honor the phone rules on tonight. And the one announcement is, everybody under the sound of my voice, please join me for Prolific Fire Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific. 10 Eastern, 9 Central, 7 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight, 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. The message for Monday night will be, who are you right now? The Lord wants to know, who are you right now? It's a question, not for him. It's a question he's asking to get you to reflect on yourself. Who are you right now? In the midst of this global crisis, in the midst of this plague, in the midst of what they're calling a pandemic, in the midst of your own personal crisis that you might be going through, who are you right now in the midst of all of that? That's what it's going to be about on Monday night. For those of you that don't know, Prolific Fire deals with real issues using the Bible as a reference. So this is the real issue for Monday night. To God be the glory. With that being said, I'm coming to the phone line to see if there's anybody that needs additional prayer.
Go on, one. If you need prayer, press 1, going once, going twice, going 3 times. Well, it looks like everybody is satisfied for tonight, but if something comes up, you have a second opportunity for prayer on Monday night after the word. With that being said, good night, everybody. Prophetess Pay, thank you for the opportunity. Good night.